Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
60560.
60560.
Yes.
Can you give me first and last name?
Ramon Madeira.
Hey, do you have an account with us, sir?
No, I was calling because I bought it like a product last night, but they say I don't read it at the beginning, and then I read it later, and then say it has to be like paying as a membership like $59 monthly, and I was calling to cancel that, to cancel the order.
Okay, so did the charge go through, sir?
Excuse me?
Did the charge go through?
Not yet.
Okay, so did you pay anything?
Yes, I paid. I paid like, yes, it was brightervision.com.
Okay, so could you spell your last name for me?
M as in mom, A as in apple, D as in day, E, R, A as in apple.
So that's M as in Mary, A as in apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm not located in account. And what was the first name, sir?
Ramon Esparza, R-A-M-O-N.
R-A-N-O-N?
Yes.
No, sir. May I ask where did you locate our number?
Which number?
Where did you locate our phone number?
Oh, I located it. That was an email in my email, and then it was from UPS, and then I opened up, and then there was like a gift, they say, and selling things, but they say they sell it cheap, and some of them just paid the delivery, and I got three items. But the one is writervision.com, and they was the number 855-473-2796.
Okay, sir. Well, try if you have already paid for it, and then try getting the phone number off of your banking statement next to the merchant that billed you.
Okay, so I'm going to try that way then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you